So, I think that we're like really being duped here in the use of the social web. And it's, sort of like a frog boiling in water because it sort of happens in steps. And then you find yourself giving up on something, but you get drawn back into it. And, right now, what we're doing is we're conducting the people's politics, such as it is, on social web platforms that are controlled, and I do mean controlled, by companies that are nuzzling up to Trump. And they have their algorithms, they don't make any bones about that, and they decide what you see. So, for all you know, I'm serious, there could be things happening that you don't know anything about, because they're not letting the stories through and you don't hear about it. Because the things that, I mean, I'm just saying it could happen. I'm not saying it is happening. I'm saying it could. And aside from that, the whole way that the social web organizes things, it's really not very effective at organizing people. It's mostly a one-way medium. There's very little that comes back other than approval, which I guess we all like to get, a little check mark or whatever, an icon on f like Facebook. They have the icons, and well, it feels great, to have something that's been viewed 8,000 times and liked 2,000, and a few people forwarded it and whatever. But I don't know, does anything come from that, and how real are those numbers anyway? I don't know. I think that if we don't create our own medium now, I don't know, when will we? I mean, really, we have a glimmer of hope right now to completely stamp out the fascism. And I think that Harris, from what I can see, is doing a fine job, a much better job than any Democratic presidential candidate has ever done at fighting the bullshit of both the Republicans and the news industry. The news industry is impotent against Harris so far. I mean, they keep trying to raise a stink about this or that, and they fight back. They don't come back directly at the news industry, but they have enough contact with the voters and the opinion makers and I guess the people who get polled, I don't know, but these things aren't sticking, and I give them credit for that. But we do need other voices that are strong like that, like that one, that are doing, because there are things they won't do at Harris because they still need to work with journalism, even in the crippled state that it's in right now, where it's controlled by the, just like Zuckerberg and Musk and guess, I don't know who else. Those are the ones that come to mind. There's apparently, I keep hearing things that Zuckerberg wants to be friends with Trump. I don't have a hell of a lot of respect for Zuckerberg in terms of his being cool about the open web, because he's not. He doesn't do anything to feed it back. He's built, he sucks energy, has sucked a lot of energy out of it. Most of the energy and doesn't put anything back. I mean, all this bullshit about the Fediverse, it is bullshit. I mean, it's fine to make a promise, but if the option, if it's opt in by default, opt out, and it's never going to happen. And apparently it is, well, it is opt out, opt in, sorry, excuse me. You have to choose to hook your account up to the Fediverse. In other words, if you don't choose to hook it up, nobody will see you there. They can't follow you. You're not there. You're not connected. And people are looking into this now. You probably haven't heard about it, but if we had an alternate news distribution system that worked, was as easy to use as Twitter or Threads or Instagram or whatever, they it would could totally be done. then you would hear about things like that, because it wouldn't be run by the people who run Comcast and Disney and the New York Times and Facebook and Spotify and Google, Microsoft, Salesforce. It just goes on and on, right? I mean, Bernie Sanders complains weekly about the, I mean, Weakly, about the millionaires and billionaires. And meanwhile, the millionaires and billionaires run the show, man. They run it. It's them. But we do have the means to, and it just means we have to work with each other. We have to stop all the depending on big companies that are not dependable. Write that down. We are depending on big companies that are not dependable. It's like, people that keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. We've been doing this a long time. Twitter was started in 2006. That was basically the moment when we all thought, well, it's just too much of a pain in the ass to use the open web. And it was, actually. This was right. It was too much of a pain in the ass because people wouldn't work with each other. So when I put out, and I am going to follow up on this, when I put out a request, and I did this a few days ago, for links to really good political podcasts for people who are voting for Democrats. I didn't mean pep talks about Democrats. I just meant they're not lying to you about Trump and saying he's some great thing and spinning everything. I don't want to hear of that anymore. I'm not interested in rubbing my nose in how these, I don't know why they're doing it. You'd have to ask them. We have no transparency into the news organization, so I don't want that. I don't want to listen to people making excuses for the Republicans. What I want to do is I want to listen to people who are helping us plan what we do after we put them aside and how we're going to do this. And of course, making sure that that does happen. And that we get a strong enough majority in the House and the Senate so that we can actually get some stuff done. Because we need to do things quickly that undoes the damage that the Republicans have already done. That's the thing the press isn't covering. We are already deep in a hole with what they've done with the Supreme Court. We're 2 years into the Dobbs decision, where large parts of the country, you can't get an abortion. It's already happened. We have to undo that. And so we need strength and we need organization. And we shouldn't be putting it all on the presidential candidate. I'll give you one really strong reason for that in all likelihood, well, first of all they're really asking for is money, folks. I mean, let's get down to it. They don't have a whole lot of faith in people. They have faith in money, and I don't blame them, and I think that's probably appropriate for where we are right now. They're not going to make some big bet that they can revolutionize. They don't need to make that bet, that they can revolutionize the way politics works in the United States. They don't have to make that because the money is available to them, and we're going to fund them, okay? But there are other things that need to happen, and we have to make sure that it continues after the election. Obama had a great online presence. He had a great website for organizing, and he just shut it down right after. I thought that was going to become whitehouse.gov. I was really optimistic. I thought that's going to be incredible. The very same organizing tools that work in a campaign, they work in governing too. Make the Republicans feel us. Make them feel who we are, and let's include Republicans in there too. Why not? But let's keep out the lies. You see, I mean, don't depend on, if you still believe the New York Times is going to change, you need to stop doing that. They aren't going to change. Whatever reason they're doing what they do and have been doing it for a very long time, and it's just getting worse, the reason they're just not going to change. We don't know why they do it, and so we can't force a change. And honestly, they don't give a damn if you subscribe or unsubscribe. Why should they? So, So my pitch, I'm going to do the thing with the podcasts. And please, if you see the list and you think of, oh my God, this thing should be on that list, send me an email saying that exactly. I'll provide a place for you to post that, a place where you can put suggestions. And let's make that really good. And let's start right there. Let's start creating. And you're not doing this for me, please. I mean, this is something that people misunderstand about these things. I'm doing it for you. I mean, I'm taking the first steps on this so that you can benefit from this, actually, so that we all can benefit from it. And if you think that this is a pipe dream, just know that I've done this before. We got podcasting going, we got blogging going, we got Twitter going, for crying out loud. It can be done. It doesn't even take very many people to do it. And it's the most effective way each of us can organize. We're pissing in the wind on Twitter. We're pissing in the wind on Threads. We're pissing in the, maybe not so much Facebook, because we're not trying to do that there. Facebook, I'm trying to keep in touch with my friends, and it works for that. It really does. And I like that. But it's when we're giving these stupid speeches on big corporate social media. Fuck it. It's not going, it doesn't work. If it were to start working for you, you would stop getting hits. I promise you. They're not going to let you do that there. Why should they? See, it's their thing. Okay, I've gone on long enough now. So thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.